Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me today. As we said yesterday, this will be the last day for the month of March that we teach the Scripture. Tomorrow we'll make some announcements, and man, don't miss, because we got a couple things that we haven't really talked about that we have coming up, and one of them in particular, I really am excited about our audience hearing about, that I think is going to be a really cool thing. So for today, we will be in 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to read the third verse. In fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands, and His commands are not burdensome. Verse 4, for everyone born of God has overcome the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. I'm going to leave 4 for the next section in a couple of days, and I want to deal primarily with verse 3, even though there's a comma in the NIV at the end of verse 3. I'll still try to stay within that verse. In fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands, and His commands are not burdensome. Whenever you think in context of keeping the commands of God, remember that the commands John gives deal with love. And out of the old covenant mindset, the commands are achievement commands. If you achieve them, you are blessed. If you fail, you are cursed. But under the new covenant mindset, the commands are love-oriented. They are in response to the love God has for us, and they are how to reciprocate that love. And so we dealt with a lot of that yesterday. But I want you to keep that thought in mind, especially in relation to the final word of the third verse as translated from the NIV. These commands are not burdensome. So whenever you see the new covenant idea of command, there should be no hint of burdensome. And the reason I say that is because in the end of the 11th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was speaking to Jews who, for the most part, well, for in totality, had spent their lives underneath the burden of the Mosaic Law, and it was wearing them down. It was burning them out. And Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, 29, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now I bring that out because when John writes the commands of God are there is no burden, what John is saying is something he heard Jesus say, that Jesus volunteered to take upon himself whatever has burned you out. I like Eugene Peterson's translation there in Matthew 11. Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Come away with me. I'll show you how to take a real rest. That's powerful to me. And so whenever you place the yoke on that Jesus has, think of it with the idea that when a yoke is put on an ox, you got two oxen, and you put a yoke on them, what you're doing is you're binding two ox together to do one work. They cannot only one ox move. If one moves, he's going to pull the yoke, and the other one has to move. And so if they move in tandem, then they get twice the work done for the same amount of effort, because the two of them are pulling the wagon. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." So any command that comes from the new covenant is going to come from a place of Jesus does the pulling, and I'm along for the ride. That's why I'm yoked together with Him. A yoke is meant so that two people can work together. So Christianity is not just you freeloading. Of course not. It is you walking alongside of the one who is doing the work. And so you are resting, in a sense, in the fact that He is so much better at pulling than you. And so you're yoked up with Him, where the yoke is easy and the burden is light. We'll go further in 2 days. Tomorrow's announcement day. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.